You might be familiar with the name Helen Keller. She died in 1968, was an American woman who was both blind and deaf. And she was the first blind deaf woman to receive a post-secondary degree. The woman who was responsible for Helen's education was named Anne Sullivan, and Anne had wonderful ways that she was able to work with Helen. And as she had established a way to communicate with Helen, she realized that Helen needed to have the opportunity to hear about Jesus Christ. And so Anne invited a well-known Protestant minister by the name of Phillips Brooks to come and to talk with Helen about Jesus. And as he communicated through Anne, who communicated with Helen, the point came where there was this enlightening look on Helen's face, and communicating back through Anne, she said, "Mr. Brooks, I have always known about God, but until now, I did not know his name. I've known about God, but until now, I've not known his name." Helen Keller was more fortunate than most people because of her spiritual sensitivity. She knew God's nature, but not his name. Most people might know the name of Jesus Christ, but they know nothing of his nature. But here's the thing. When we come to know the name of Jesus, Jesus in turn calls us by name. And this is what we see in today's gospel. It only struck me as I was actually reading the gospel that in translation, and I'm sure it's the same in the Greek, that there is this little conjunction, and, used between each name. Luke doesn't just list the 12. He makes sure to say there's Peter, and there's James, and there's John, and this is very significant because it helps us to understand that when we come to know Jesus, he wants to know each and every one of us. We all matter to him. And here's another thing that happens when we come to know Jesus and his name. We are able to recognize what our Blessed Lady Mary recognized, that his name is the name above every other name. And at the very heart of Mary's life, and why we call her name holy, is that she always patterned her life after the life of God and after the incarnation of her Son. St. Thomas Aquinas said of Mary's name, "It is surely fitting that her name is Mary, which is akin to the star of the sea, Maria, Maris Stella. For just as sailors are directed to port by the star of the sea, so also Christians are guided by Mary to glory." Well, who is the glory? None other than Jesus. He is the one who is the glorious one. And so that glory finds its focus in Jesus. And throughout the New Testament, those few times we hear Mary speak, it is always in the service of her Son. And indeed, one of the things that's so beautiful about Our Lady in the New Testament is how quiet she is. She says very few things because in her humility, knowing her name is always to magnify his name. And so when we think of our Lord, when we think of the fact that he is the one who is the focus, we think of what St. Paul wrote in today's reading from Colossians. We need to appreciate, which I think many of us do, that we live in a world that is under spiritual attack, where there are forces bent on disordering and dismantling life. And think about it this way. We are made for love. We are made for connection. We are made for justice and nonviolence. But at every turn in the world in which we live, we see ways that are twisted, where there is misdirection, where there's hatred, where there's separation, violence, injustice. And so what does Jesus do? He calls together a community where under his name, our names become joined to one another. And so that we find in our lives more and more what it is to be a people in need of a Savior who has a specific name, the Savior who is Jesus. Now, I sometimes think about this. In some way, I'm going to have to live with me for eternity. In some ways, that's unsettling, living with me for eternity. But the beautiful thing is, the me that I'm living with is a me that I pray that by the grace of God will more and more be changed and transformed by Jesus Christ himself. Jesus, the one who St. Paul says, the fullness of deity dwells in bodily form. Mary's name is holy because she reflected in her life the name of her son. Hers was a life of trusting and humble confidence in God. And here's the amazing thing about those 12 apostles. The more they reflected Jesus, the freer they became in their own lives. We see this so clearly in the Acts of the Apostles, where at one point, Peter, standing up in Acts chapter 4, says, there is no other name under heaven by which men and women are saved than the name of Jesus. Names, they truly matter within the community of the faith. But in the world that we live, a world that has been characterized through so much of the 20th century by totalitarian forms of power, like at Auschwitz, names meant nothing. All people were was a number. And even in our modern world, so often, all people are is a number. This is not true for us as Christians. We have names. And it's our prayer that with time, our name will become more and more holy. And we will come into that deeper sense of being comfortable living in our own skin, being the people that we are with the names that we have. There's this beautiful verse in Proverbs that says the following: a good name is to be chosen rather than great riches. A good name. Because we know Jesus' name, who came to be God with us, because one named Mary was open to God. So too your name, my name, our names find their greatest meaning when they are joined to the holy names of our Lord Jesus Christ and our Mother, Mary.